Well, wherever you get your coffee this morning, I imagine the lineups are a little longer after that late one. If you stayed up watching the Jays lose to the Dodgers in the 18th inning, you might be a little sleepy here this morning. I didn't make it. I went as late as 9:30, which is pretty late for me on a work night. But Evan Bray was just in here, and he said he went till almost midnight. Missed it after the 14th inning. He said he hit the sack. It went to 18. But here we go again tonight. You'll hear it right here on 980 CJME. Yes, live, 6 o'clock. We got your back. If you're on the move tonight with the kids or you're just out and about and you can't be at home to watch, you can always listen as you did last night here. And thanks to Boston Pizza Starlight location, too. The Green Zone, or Blue Zone, as they're calling it now, was on location there last night with Jamie and Locker and a good crowd who tried to stick around for all 18 innings, but got a little pooped out, too. Lots of people have taken advantage of the milder weather as of late to decorate for Halloween. In Balgoni, Julia Evans, who turned her MS diagnosis into something unforgettable one Halloween, has got her haunted house back, and it's called Terra Nova Terror. Before you get your scare, I wanted you to meet Julia and hear how this all came to be. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me here.
They tell me you're all in when it comes to Halloween, so where did this love of the spooky season start?
Oh, yeah. This started when I was a wee little gaffer. I loved Halloween from when I was a little girl. But how my haunted house started was 11 years ago. And with that magical time of year when everybody can be ghosts and goblins whenever they want and feeling that magic and awe, I was in a hospital bed being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And that was my biggest fear that I had to face. And so instead of dwelling on that, I discharged myself from the hospital and went to the dollar store, got whatever I could. That was Halloween-y. Threw it in the garage, and that's how I told my family and friends.
That you were now going to get into the haunted house business.
Yeah, it's about shifting fear into joy, because all of us struggle through something in life, be it, is that fear going to push us forward, or is it going to pull us back? And so over the years, it got bigger and bigger, and the premise of it, when I rebranded it to Terra Nova Terror, that's exactly what it is. It's shifting fear into joy.
Is your garage year-round packed with Halloween in preparation for this every year?
Yes, it is.
Well, what does it take to build a haunted house that is one that everyone loves to go through year after year?
Well, it takes a lot of sweat, tears, and a little bit of my blood. Every year, when Halloween ends for everyone, I close the doors and I tear it down. So November 1st, everything is gone. And I start rebuilding. So I get artifacts that are haunted. I go throughout the year. People donate things to me and collect as I go because every year is completely different. I actually start building the maze. This year I had to start building in August just because I recreated something totally different. I start from a bridge, that's the skeletal system. And from there, I do all the electrical components to tap into every hallway of the maze.
Okay, so it is a maze. Is it in your front yard, your backyard, or is it through your own home?
You start at the ghost story of the front yard of the haunted swing, and then you travel through the front yard into the front porch, my front entry, and that's when you actually enter the 13 rooms of the haunted house. And there's one way in and one way out.
It's in Balgoni. Are you well known for doing this year after year?
Yes, I am.
And do you charge anything?
I do. Years it used to be free, but that's not, I spent lots of money on this. And so it's to cover my costs. And then I started donating to different groups. And there is a cost now. It's $10. So I've been doing that the last few years. And then I donate proceeds to different organizations.
Okay. And we're counting down to Halloween this Friday night. You're going to be open at what time?
6 till 9.
So you put a lot of your own sweat and blood and finances into this thing year after year.
I do. Yeah. It takes a lot of manpower. And I mean, I do have multiple sclerosis. So I get very tired when I'm doing it. And I still keep doing it because it's the joy of it. And when I say blood, there's a lot of times when it's a little bit of cut from the staples or something happens. And so I always say, wear your shoes in the haunted house. The staples and the blood are real.
All right. Julie Evans, the creator of Terra Nova Terror. Tell everyone how to get there.
You can find me on Facebook at Terra Nova Terror. Email me at terranovaterra@gmail.com. Or I'm in Balgoni at 406 Terra Nova Drive, Balgoni, Saskatchewan. We're doing private tours, so if anybody wants a little extra scare and a little bit more knowing of the haunted house and the actual hauntings and paranormal activity, you can contact me at 306-541-3656.
Open Halloween 6 till 9 p.m., right?
Yes.
Okay. Julia, it's fun to hear about your haunted house, and I hope it's a big success again on Friday night here when it opens up. Thanks for sharing all the details.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the interview.
Yes, Canada's Trade Talks have quietened down. Yeah, getting a little quiet right now, all because of that ad that really ticked off Trump. Ontario put that ad out with Ronald Reagan, of course, led by Premier Doug Ford, who seems pretty happy with himself.
You know why President Trump's so upset right now? Because it was effective. It was working. It woke up the whole country.
And Prime Minister Mark Carney kind of indicated, too, this week that prior to that Ontario ad airing during the World Series, that trade talks with the U.S. had been making some progress on affected sectors like steel and aluminum. And by the way, yes, Carney did know that the ad was going to be released, and he didn't try stopping the premier either. U.S. Ambassador to Canada, Pete Hoekstra, Trump's representative, said we've missed our shot at a deal coming anytime soon.
And there's just a lot of stuff going on, and if we don't get it by then, by Thanksgiving, it may not happen until the first of the year. So they were confident it would happen before Thanksgiving, that we would have a deal on steel, aluminum, energy, which would include both oil and uranium. Okay? You know, that's where we were on Thursday. We have stopped negotiations with Canada.
Yeah. U.S. Ambassador to Canada, Pete Hoekstra. I find he and Howard Lutnick, the commerce guy, Trump, they all have an attitude, don't they? It's like this, you know, we're not supposed to win anything is the feeling I get when I hear a lot of these guys talk. But anyhow, this has gone viral this morning.
Grammy-nominated Canadian singer-songwriter J.P. Sachs.
Oh, Canada, our home on native land.
Yeah, stop it right there, our home on native land. You don't go changing the lyrics just because you're at the World Series. Why do we have artists do this or sing their own version? Just get up there and sing and don't change it. Don't change it. Don't go changing Sidney Crosby either. Really quick NHL note.
Comes down low to Crosby. Up top, one-timer calls it. Redirection, score! The goal to rust. But for Sidney Crosby, it's 1,700 points. The captain climbs to rarefied air.
Yeah, that is a pretty cool moment. And during the game last night, though, unfortunately, someone died. A fan was taken to a hospital after falling from an upper concourse in the arena. So when asked about his 1,700 points after the game, Crosby said, I heard someone fell tonight. Doesn't feel right for me to talking about my points. All he said is my thoughts and prayers to that person instead. Pretty class act. But yeah, Wayne Gretzky took 711 games to hit 1,700 points. Lemieux was 877 games. Crosby took 1,362 games. Sure shows you how the great ones' records, a lot of them may never be broken. I couldn't do it. I couldn't stay awake long enough. The Blue Jays came out on the wrong end of the Marathon World Series Game 3. You heard here live on 980 CJME. And just in case you went to bed, it ended up lasting 18 innings. In fact, commentators were even commenting on the time when this happened.
11:50 in Los Angeles. Vaughn sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back.
Quite the game. Dodgers leading the series now 2-1. And for the record, last night's game, tied for going 18 innings when the Red Sox were in the series with the Dodgers in 2018. Boston won that one. That one actually holds the record for the longest time of game. 7 hours and 20 minutes. Last night's was almost 7 hours long. And Shohei Ohtani continues to just wow every time he steps out there. And Jay's manager, John Schneider, said tonight's approach with him might be a little different.
You know, he had a great game. He's a great player. But I think, you know, after that, you just kind of take the bat out of his hands.
And not to give away secrets, but this is pretty much what we should expect going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Game time tonight, 6 o'clock. Again, you will hear it right here on 980 CJME. We love our Jays here. We also love the fact the Grey Cup is coming.
The 114th Grey Cup to be played in 2027 has been awarded to the great province of Saskatchewan and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Cup is coming out west again. 5 years it's been since we last hosted it, and I'm all right with this. It was a fun time last time. Province giving up $5 million for the bid, and the city also contributing another $1.5 million, and the economic spinoff is more than likely to hit us all back in return.
We have a very strong history of showing up as volunteers. So we know from a community standpoint, the community will rally behind this event. We'll have great volunteers, great events happening. And yeah, the economic spinoff of an event like this for our city is incredible. You know, we'll be filling hotels, we'll be filling restaurants, and the city will come alive.
Mayor Chad Baczynski there on the Grey Cup announcement. Another tidbit came to us that it's going to be November 7th, the earliest the game has ever been played. So the Commissioner Johnson had said changes will be coming.
We have moved the season up earlier. It will start earlier. We're focused on the 2026 schedule right now. We'll come back to you with more 2027 news. But yes, it is going to land a week earlier than it has been recently.
And that is a move the Rider President Craig Reynolds couldn't get behind.
Given the potential for weather challenges, we actually saw that in 13, right? We kind of got lucky with that Grey Cup. It could have been horribly cold, but you know, the weather gods helped us that day. So I just think, you know, moving the season up has lots of benefits, one of which is your Grey Cup's just a little bit earlier, and the odds of really, really cold weather is a lot less.
Incidentally, Mr. Reynolds also popped by the Green Zone, or Blue Zone, as we are calling it this week, because of the World Series. We had a bit of a party at Boston Pizza Starlight, and mentioned as he was there, Mr. Reynolds said that new turf is coming in time for that Grey Cup.
Yeah, all indications are that there will be. So we've just started conversations with the city. The turf is actually up for renewal. That'll be 10 years by the time that we host that Grey Cup. So that's basically the lifespan of any turf. So that was in the plans, and we were quick to highlight that in the bid process as well, that we were going to be replacing the turf at Mosaic Stadium. So I think you're going to see that happen.
Moving the game in 2027 to November 7th, and moving the goalposts too with that new field. Well, the events are starting to roll out. Last week, told you about the Foo Fighters next September. And now look at this, a great cup announcement, and all great for the economy. My next guest knows all too well that's the case. She's Sandra Jacol, who is president of the Regina Hotel Association, and joins me. What's the economic impact you see as far as the Hotel Association anticipating when the cup returns, Sandra?
Well, I think this is going to be a huge economic impact. Grey Cups in Saskatchewan are incredibly special. They're super fun. We'll see a huge economic impact and boost to local businesses and our tourism sector especially. I can tell you back in 2022 when we hosted, we had over 90% average occupancy. So our hotels are going to be totally full, which is what we love to see.
Well, yesterday my buddies were calling from the West Coast immediately trying to book the Morgan Manor. And I said, well, I can only take so many of you. So how far in advance do you expect hotel bookings for a Grey Cup?
I think people will be booking right away. People always want to see who's going to be in the Grey Cup, obviously, and we hope it's the Riders, but people are going to be booking right away, and they can do that. We do have some holds for CSL requirements, and after that, it's up for grabs for whoever wants to come to town and cheer on their team.
Well, how many hotel rooms do we have now in this city?
In our membership, we have almost close to 3,000 hotel rooms. So in our membership, there's just over 2,600. So we've got a lot of places for people to stay.
And do hotels tend to implement special pricing, if you will, or minimum stay policies when events like this come to town?
I guess you could say for major events, citywide events like this, there is some dynamic pricing. So you will see prices go up and down and fluctuate. You'll see that for any major event, even with Foo Fighters coming to town. So it's pretty common and standard across the nation. But yeah, you can definitely expect that.
Sandra Jacob, president of the Regatta Hotel Association. Now, last time the Cup was here, as I mentioned, I had my buddies here from the West Coast. When we were downtown, we had a blast, but it didn't necessarily feel like a Grey Cup atmosphere because most of the festivities were at Real or the Kinexus. And again, they're promising that's going to be the case for the next Cup here, too. Does your association worry the downtown core gets kind of left out of the momentum of a Cup when it's in town now?
Well, you can look at it two ways. It's pretty cool for a fan to have one-stop shop at one place. So you can just go there and hunker down and have the best time. It's also nice to have things spread out a little bit, but there's going to be activations at different hotels and restaurants and things like that. So I think you'll still get that party atmosphere no matter where you are in the city.
Let's move to the Grey, move away rather from the Grey Cup. Tell me how the Foo Fighters announcement next September has fueled the industry.
Well, this is a super exciting announcement. We all know we've wanted a stadium show for years. It's one of only four shows in Canada in 2026. So the show on September 15th is going to be packed. I think pre-sale tickets go on sale today, so hopefully everybody signed up for that. And then they go on sale to the general public on Friday, October 31st.
And with only four shows, and the closest being, what, Edmonton, I imagine we draw from the south a little, right, and surrounding provinces.
Definitely. So when we had great Garth Brooks in 2019, we drew from, that was the only concert in Canada, so we drew from all over the place. But for this one, you're right, we're going to draw from Manitoba, we're going to draw from the upper states, and people might just come to Saskatchewan because we're a cool place to watch a concert and definitely the best stadium in the nation.
Sandra, from someone who has worked, as you have, at the Real District many years and is now with the Regatta Hotel Association, you have a good eye for what the city needs to keep sustaining itself economically within your industry. So in your opinion, what else would be nice to have happen to build upon the Foo Fighters in a Grey Cup announcement?
Well, it'd be nice to have a big major event every year. So if we can continue to build on Foo Fighters, if we can show Live Nation that we have a packed stadium, maybe we can continue to get that major concert every year in Mosaic Stadium. And just having the Grey Cup in 2027 to look forward to. We've got some other things coming down the pipe for later years. 2028, we're hosting the Can-Am Police Fire Games, which is huge. We've put in a bid to host the Special Olympics 2030 Canada Summer Games. They came here for a site visit, so we're hoping to secure that. That one's still up for decision, but we're hoping for a lot of major events coming soon.
Well, you're doing great work. I always appreciate when you pop by to share what you're doing. So thanks for everything here this morning, Sandra.
No problem.